النقي means the pure, the immaculate, the clean. Al-Hadi means the guide. All the imams came for guidance.
As-salamu alaykum ya ahla bayt al-nubuwa wa mawdi'a al-risala wa mukhtalaf al-malaika.
Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety.
This is Dialogue, an introduction into the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam was a pure source of wisdom and knowledge. Despite his young age, he showed what divinely gifted knowledge really looks like. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was also the 10th divinely appointed Imam, and he was the 10th divinely appointed successor of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was also the son of the 9th divinely appointed Imam, Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam. After Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam answered with the answers of an expert the most difficult of questions posed to him by the Shia scholars and jurisprudents, the Shia leaders at that time had more faith and certainty now of what they had previously believed, that a divinely appointed Imam must have the most knowledge and he must be the most knowledgeable one of his time, regardless of whether he is young or old. And so the knowledge, virtue, and the delving into the sciences of the Holy Quran and the Sunnah of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam astonished the minds and sparked meetings and gatherings in all parts of the Muslim world. At this moment, we invite you to listen to parts of the Arabic text of Ziyarat Jamiatul Kabira by Imam Hadi alayhi salam, along with its English translation. Please stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salamu ala a'immatil huda wa masabihit tuja wa a'lamit tuqa wa dawin nuha.
In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety, the owners of understanding, the endued with thought, the havens of the peoples, the inheritors of the prophets, the perfect specimen, the most excellent call in the arguments of Allah against the inhabitants of the world, the hereafter and the former world. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon you all.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu ala mahal.
Peace be upon the exponents of the recognition of Allah, the centers of Allah's blessing, the essence of Allah's wisdom, the keepers of Allah's secrets, the bearers of Allah's book, the successor of Allah's prophet, and the progeny of Allah's messenger. May Allah send blessings upon him and his household. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon them.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu ala al-a'immat al-du'at.
Peace be upon the imams, the leaders, the guides, the chiefs, the authorities, the defenders, the protectors, the people of the reminder, the men in authority, the left ones by Allah, his select, his party, the case of his knowledge, his argument, his path, his light, his proof. Allah's mercy and blessings to be upon them.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. It's an honor and a blessing to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we are talking about the dialogues of the 10th Divinely Appointed Imam, Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam. So, what an honor to be speaking about such a beautiful and auspicious personality. When it comes to the dialogues of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, there is a really beautiful dialogue in which His Eminence, of course, is talking to one of his companions. And so while talking to one of his companions, the Imam speaks about, well, this one instance where he says, equipment are wealth and power by which man is able to follow the commands of Allah. So this very small statement here, right, because the companion, you know, was asking about wealth and power, you know, being poor, being rich, and these kind of different subjects. And so, you know, Imam Hadi alayhi salam, His Eminence, gives this statement saying that wealth and power are an equipment, or they are tools, if you will, tools by which a human being is able to follow the commands of Allah. So why is this kind of an important thing to talk about? Why is this of relevance, right? So throughout the history of the Muslims, we will find that there has been this deviant ideology, if you will, or this deviant thinking, right? And that is, or deviant concept as well, that the Muslims or a Muslim, in order to have taqwa and this piety and this, you know, higher level and closeness to the Almighty Allah, that a Muslim must be poor, that a Muslim should, you know, have these meager means of life, that they should impose poverty upon themselves. Now, this is a quite dangerous thing, right? Poverty or wealth in itself are not things which bring people closer to Allah or farther from Allah, right? So, for example, there are many poor people who are far away from Allah. And likewise, there are many poor people who are close to Allah. And on the other hand, there are many people who, via their wealth, they become close to Allah. And there are people who, because of their wealth, become far away from Allah. Now, poverty and wealth both create instances in which an individual can become far away from Allah. So a wealthy person who does not give his wealth for the cause of Allah, that wealthy person and that wealth here is something which has taken them far away from Allah. And poverty, which leads an individual to start to look towards other than Allah and have their hope in other than Allah. And in reality, they turn away from Allah and turn to other than Allah. That poverty is also bad. It takes you away from Allah. So what are we talking about? We're talking about how Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, he has said that power and wealth are tools, and they are tools that help you to obey the commands of the Almighty Allah. So just keep in mind that we should have wealth, we should have power as Muslims, you know, we should strive to have wealth and to have power, but it must be done for the sake of Allah and it must be done carefully so that we don't fall into any pitfalls. And also, we must use that wealth and that power in order to obey the commands of the Almighty Allah, and on the other hand, so that we can be of service to the Almighty Allah. This is Dialogue, Imam Al-Hadi, alayhi salam. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many other great programs as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.